Today is Tuesday, February 21st, 2012. This is Sylvania City Council, and this is a committee of the whole meeting. This meeting has been scheduled to discuss the capital needs of this, and capital items in our budget for 2012. In attendance is Todd Milner, Mike Brown, Katie Capellini, Sandy Husman, Mark Lukey, and Mary Westfall from City Council, as well as Doug Hanum. And from the administration, we have Mayor Stile, Jim Moan, Chief Rodas, Scott Smith, Bill Sanford, and Kevin Howard. At this time, I would like to call on Scott Smith to discuss a document he's prepared for us.
And the hand that I just passed around is after the last committee of the whole meeting, I went back and the items on this list are the same ones we've been talking about since we started doing the budget prep work. And these are the ones that are still on the list after our last committee of the whole meeting. So what I did was I arranged them by when we would want to purchase the items. You know, we always talk about coming back to council with purchases. And when you go through the list, the only ones that we would really be required to come back to council with is on the salt dome, we would have to come back with permission to advertise. And then also, I would bring back a lease versus buy analysis on that street there. Everything else is either under the tolerance for having to advertise, or even though I'm back to the state contract, you still require an advertising. So this is the list as it stands right now. I was hoping to come away today with permission to prepare an ordinance for the next council meeting so that we can proceed with the purchases. The other three pages, I believe one of the council members asked for a list of what we bought out of the capital improvements fund for the last 3 years. And so I had Sharon go through and schedule out by ordinance number for what we bought out of the capital fund for the last 3 years. So tonight's house open night to go ahead and get the okay to prepare an ordinance to appropriate funds for the capital purchases.
I know this has just been put in front of us and we're now reviewing it. So whenever anybody is ready for questions.
Well, I'd like time to look at this. We got email. You know, you can send these to us in advance and we can look at them. And you know, and we got this ordinance today with another $65,000 expenditure that wasn't on this list. And I'm wondering what other capital improvement fund expenditures are anticipated that aren't on this list. And I just want, and is there any reason we have to do this today?
Well, we'd like to proceed with the purchases. These are really the same ones that have been on the list since.
Well, I haven't had an opportunity to look at them. And these are organized differently than what you gave us a week ago. I'd like to, I guess we can sit here and do this on the fly.
Scott, are any of these critical to a decision for tonight that need to be advanced immediately, or are they time sensitive?
No, I don't think any of them are really time sensitive. I think George might have been talking to somebody about some of the trucks, but other than that, we haven't proceeded at all with any of this. We'll wait till we get the okay.
Just a point of clarification, Scott, to the point that Doug raised about the additional $60,000. I must admit that I read those emails on the fly today, but that $60,000 expenditure would be in the 13 budget. Is that what your response was to his question?
Well, the $65,000 would be spent now to do the design on the Grove Street project.
Okay.
The project itself would not be done until next.
Got it. And is the $65,000 in here tonight?
No.
That's out of a different budget, or is it just not in here?
It's not on this list. It's on the ordinance, it's the account number, the amount that we would appropriate for it.
But is it?
We're kind of moving from our equipment purchases to our construction projects. This list is still just the request that people have come up with during the budget process. I mean, these are the same items we've been looking at since October.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd done what you guys asked me to do for this meeting.
I think you have. I'm just trying to figure out where to put the $65,000.
So, Scott, I think you've done exactly what we've asked, and I can understand there's some frustration, because I do feel like we've seen this quite a few times, and you continue to be challenged. My question tonight is, these are the capital improvements for capital requests, but now you've referenced some of the, I don't know what you would, what you said, building, some of the construction requests, that would that also come out of capital improvements?
Yes.
And be additional funds pulled out of the capital improvements budget. So this is really only a portion of what would come out of capital improvements this year.
Right. Along with this, we would have the construction on the water tower that would take place out of the mechanical funds, the river trail, and the street lights. That was on the list I gave you, unless you know. And then the money for the architects to do the design on the Grove Street, that's something that's been brought to this group until tonight.
Can I ask a construction project? When you say design Monroe Street, isn't it just repaving? What are we doing something different there?
Yeah, that was pretty Kevin that helped. That's a partial reconstruction. The southern or western half of the street, however you view Erie, term Monroe Street in that area, is a reconstruction. The northern half is just a mill and replace.
And it's a reconstruction because it's deteriorated so badly, or?
Yes. It has a concrete base under it, and the northern side has an asphalt base, and the two just don't, the freeze-thaw cycle, the frost cycle, everything affects the two different ways. And the bike lane, especially on the south side, shot. It's all cracked over.
Okay. Yeah. Kevin, so I have this $65,000, I know we're dwelling on it, but this engineering study needs to be done now so that you can apply for additional funds through the state.
Yeah, well,
and if you don't have the proper engineering studies done, then you can't apply for additional funds from the state, correct?
We can apply, but we won't score them.
Okay.
Projects that are ready score much better. So it ensures that we get that funding more so than what if we just set back. The additional component is, even if the project is ready, if the project did score high enough to get funding, that funding could become available before we would be able to get the design ready, and then you lose the money if you're not on schedule. So
how much funding do you think there's a possibility of getting for that project?
I'm fairly confident that we'll get 49% of that project paid for.
Hey, what's the estimated cost of changing the money project?
This is a project council remembers. We put it off a couple of years ago, waiting for the new Maplewood Elementary School to be built. We didn't want to build a new road and then watch that road get torn up by construction. roads held up pretty good. I remember when we just paved over with the asphalt, that's got to be 12 years ago or more, we were unsure that it would last this long at all. It's doing pretty well, but it is time to start getting this project in line. There's so much traffic on that piece of road.
That project was part of the recent bonds. So it was anticipated at the time to sell the bonds.
So the piece that we're talking about tonight, though, Scott, is the architect contract thing. That's the $65,000.
Right, that's what's on here today, but.
Right.
What is council's pleasure on this? Do we want to hold this recommendation to council until the next meeting, or what's the pleasure?
I'd like to know if Doug has some specific thoughts. I feel like we have looked at these numbers pretty consistently, and I would respect hearing a little bit more about Doug's perspective. I what I continue to hear is that administration is recommending this, and for some reason we aren't comfortable with it. I have done a quick look over. It looks to me like it's the same as what you did present the last time. I think that you tried to realign it based on the adjustments we asked you to realign it. And I'd like to move it to council to a decision.
Yeah, I'll just point out the court's numbers are all different from what we had last time, except for the paint.
He told us they would be different. And I've got it marked in here. Yeah, he pointed out to us in the meeting that there would be adjustments to the upgrade of $10,000. And the pro software to $5,000, and those are consistent with what you told us at the meeting.
Those are in my notes as well.
Those are the revisions.
Yeah, 2 points, Todd. One is I think we specifically scheduled this meeting tonight at 7 so that we could take a look at this one more time and act on it tonight. So I think our intention 2 weeks ago was to take care of this tonight. But I will say this, and I am somewhat in line with what Doug is saying about walking in this information to us, you know, for these kinds of meetings. I, you know, maybe there's some things that go on in the administration that I don't understand, but it would be, I think, helpful to get this at least, emailed in the morning before a meeting or something so that we can have a chance to take a look at it. I don't know how long this is. Scott's had it, and I'm calling him out because it happens from time to time across all of the departments. But, you know, it would be nice to get into the habit of getting council in time to review it before we come in and sit down. And that's not to say that I think we should go ahead with this tonight, but it would be nice to change up the habit and get it to us a little bit sooner.
Are there other questions about...
Yeah, I think as I go through these, I mean, I'm comparing them. I didn't have a note about the court changes, but I'll take your, when I assume that happened. Otherwise, they look consistent with what we heard before. Now, the other capital expenditures that you're anticipating is that you listed last time, where it was the water tower, which is separate, okay, but out of the capital improvement fund, $1,362,000 for the river trail, $100,000 for street lights, $74,755 for Silica Road, $65,000 or whatever the number is for Monroe Street. Is there anything else?
The only other thing would be we put the $10,000 in for the sidewalk for that.
No, I know. I noted that. That were approved. That's not on this list you gave me tonight, right?
Yes, it is.
No, the river trail, the street lights, and Silica Road are not on here. You're going to want to come back specifically. So you want to put all these capital improvements put into an ordinance so you're authorized to implement them.
Yes.
The ones on what you gave us tonight.
Yes.
Okay. Now, in addition to these, you in our meeting last week, you listed expenditures on the water trail, river trail, streetlights, Silica Road, now we know Monroe Street. Is there anything else that we think is on the horizon?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so there are no property purchases, no other road projects that are in the pipeline?
And as a point of clarification, Scott, we're not making a decision on those other things tonight. We're only making a decision on these things that are in front of us, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and in Scott's defense, I think real estate has always been handled as when those things happen.
Right.
They come forth, so.
Right. No, I'd like to put a motion on the floor that we move this to the meeting this evening. I'm not quite sure how to do that in the proper form.
The motion would be for recommendation to council that these 2012 capital requests be approved.
So moved.
Second.
So I thought we were going to have them direct that an ordinance be prepared to offer us.
We've never done an ordinance for the capital budget before.
I thought you wanted an ordinance so you could spend the money.
We'll bring back the larger items if you prove the rest of it that don't require a special ordinance.
Well, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
I think the one, my understanding is the ordinance was for the Monroe Street piece, the architect's approval.
No, we already have that ordinance in our package.
Right.
I thought Scott said he wanted an ordinance authorizing.
Well, if we do a level ordinance, that's fine.
You can't spend the money without an ordinance. So if you want to spend the money,
right,
you need an ordinance.
You said it's inappropriate, so.
Okay.
You know, and I'm a little confused there too, because I do think what we heard was that we were making a decision tonight so that he could move forward and spend it. So what is the process? Do we need an ordinance or don't we?
We've not really done one for the smaller items. They've been really approved as part of they've really been just done internally. Now, we can do that. We're approving $9,000 in paint when we don't necessarily have a proposal that's been accepted, and we're certainly going to go back on the pickup truck and the sewer cleaning back and the salt dome.
You get bids on those and you run those specific items back.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is really just what you're really looking for is a council indication of agreement.
Of agreement, and we are going to bring back a lot of them. We're not going to,
You wouldn't bring back the snow blade?
That would top well.
I don't know what it would
be. It's in the budget, so there's no.
They're already in the budget, right?
No, there's not.
These are capital items.
We'll bring them back.
Well, that's
you want to bring them back one by one when we got them, George?
I think, in general, we're not required to bid if it's under $25,000. And I think two of those items that are over that are on state contract, which means we don't have to do those either. I think the salt boat we probably have perhaps bid. I'm not sure about that one. Street cleaner and the sewer back are both, I believe, under state contract, and that those prices would not be required to bid. The vehicles are all going to be under $25,000, so we wouldn't be required to bid those either. We would basically just go off the proposals on those.
Those proposals will come back to council for approval.
They wouldn't have to if it's appropriated.
You're asking for an appropriation for this amount of money?
Normally, what we do is we appropriate the money prior to purchasing those. Years ago, when the bid prices were lower and you were required to bid them before we had state contracting, most everything went out to bid. Now that's not necessarily the case.
Okay, we'll just do it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty consistent with what Scott told us at the beginning of the meeting.
We'll do it.
I think he made it pretty clear that the only one that we'd see again then to vote on is the salt dome. Did he say street cleaner? Yeah, you're right. Right. So I think this is not inconsistent with what we've done every year, right? We've done this way every year.
Well, I don't know. I thought
we're going to actually see a resolution.
With the rest of the budget. So, sort of.
Right, we're going to see it, we're going to vote.
I'd like to make a comment, I don't think it's the responsibility of Sylvania City Council to micromanage the administration, and I think, you know, things like $9,000 for painting, to bring back an ordinance to micromanage painting, we're going to hinder their ability to do what needs to be done, and we're going to waste a lot of our time looking at ordinances for, you know, $2,000, $2,500.
I thought what Scott asked for, I'm not looking to micromanage, I thought what Scott asked for was an ordinance to authorize all these expenditures.
We'll do it as one ordinance, it's normally in the budget, it's not this year, so we'll bring back an ordinance to add it to the budget, and then we can do the ones automatically
And the distinction was, is that we hadn't usually carved this out of the budget until now, and that's, we'll just add it as a budget adjustment.
Okay, I think you do need a council ordinance.
Yeah, you do.
To make these expenditures.
So for clarification, Mrs. Westfall, if you would restate your motion, please.
Thanks, Todd.
I think what we want a motion.
To recommend the council.
To direct the preparation of an ordinance to authorize expenditures for these capital requests, other than, I think, the salt pump, right?
Correct.
That's what we want.
It's a recommendation to council.
It's a recommendation to have them prepare an ordinance to approve all these expenditures other than the salt pump.
Okay, is that your motion, Mrs. Westfall? Is that your motion? Okay, is there a second? Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Is there anything else to come forth to this committee of the whole meeting this evening? I will note during this meeting that during the regular meeting, we will be scheduling the next committee of the whole meeting, and I would just ask you to look at your calendars. I'm looking both at Friday, March the 16th, and Friday, March the 30th as the possibilities, and we don't need to do that right this second, we'll do that during the meeting, but I just ask you to look at your calendars, and then when it comes up in the meeting, we can schedule. Is there anything else to come before this committee of the whole meeting? If not, I move that we are adjourned at 7:24.